This video is not about the police. This video is not about race relations. This video is about men's violence against women. My friend Charlotte Watson does tremendous work trying to stop men from beating on women. And she asks every man she sees, what will it take for men to stop beating on women? And her answer is that women can do what women can do, but men need to help. And men need to speak out against men's violence against women. And men need to not make heroes of men who perpetrate violence against women. Men need to shun men who perpetrate violence against women. An example she gives that's very small is, one man would need to say to another, I'm not going to play basketball with you anymore because you beat your girlfriend. And until you stop, then I'm not going to hang out with you. I'm not going to spend time with you. And there is a terrible problem in this society with making heroes of men who perpetrate violence against women. And this has come to the fore in yet again in the past few months. Right now there is tremendous social upheaval in this country. There are protests. There are riots happening over the deaths of some men. And what is not merely forgotten, but ignored, memory hold, is that many of the men being held up as heroes, as good guys, as wonderful human beings, are in fact batterers and rapists. And I can no longer remain silent about this violence against women. Let's go through a few. So George Floyd, we all know his name. We know that he is dead. We know that he was, according to Amy Goodman, a man of peace. George Floyd was a pornographer. He was arguably a rapist, and he was certainly a perpetrator of violence and terrorism against women. During a home invasion, he held a gun against a pregnant woman's belly. And the left and the press consistently refused to talk about his pattern of violence against women. Amy Goodman, again, called him a man of peace. The only way you can call him a man of peace is if you don't perceive men's violence against women as violence. Men's violence against women is still peace, which means women are not subjective beings who, against whom one can perpetrate violence. We have Rayshard Brooks. The media repeatedly portrays him as a loving father, despite multiple convictions for false imprisonment, domestic battery, cruelty to children, and on and on. Lefties in the press consistently refuse to talk about his pattern of violence against women. We have Jacob Blake, repeatedly portrayed as a hero. He was a rapist and batterer. Police were there at the request of the victim to serve him warrants for rape and domestic violence. Lefties in the press consistently refused to talk about his pattern of violence against women. In fact, just the other day, a lefty woman said, I am tired of hearing about his past, And a couple of things. One is, it's not his past. They were actually there. These are current criminal offenses. This is current violence. And we are supposed to ignore this. In fact, we are not supposed to ignore this. We do ignore this. We have the NBA and Major League Baseball both canceling games, about which I don't really care, but both canceling games in support of this man, in support of a rapist and batterer, which, given the rates of domestic violence and rape, perpetrated by athletes. Perhaps this should not surprise us. We have Joseph Rosenbaum. He is repeatedly portrayed as a loving father and a hero. Those are direct quotes in the news media. He was a convicted child rapist. We have Anthony Huber, repeatedly portrayed as sweet and friendly and, quote, one of the good guys, end quote. He had multiple convictions for domestic battery and credible allegations of rape. Lefties in the press consistently refused to talk about his pattern of violence against women. We have BLM co-founder Charles Wade. He's a trafficker in women. He was arrested for prostitution and sex trafficking of a 17-year-old. The problem is, how do you have a movement ostensibly about social justice in which the heroes and martyrs are perpetrators of violence against women? Does violence against women not count? Do attempts to stop violence against women not count as social justice? We are told again and again not to talk about this. We are told again and again that this doesn't matter. We are told again and again that we don't want to hear about this. There is something profoundly wrong with a movement for social justice which has as heroes rapists and batterers. You know, we can talk about the fact that Thomas Jefferson raped Sally Hemings. We can talk about that. But that's because it's 200 and some years ago. Are we going to have to wait 200 years to talk about this? Why is it okay to mention the people in the past, the men in the past, raped and battered women? But today, they're still heroes. This is one reason violence against women continues. You know, no matter what the issue, the land itself is at the bottom of the hierarchy. And among humans, women are always at the bottom of the hierarchy. No matter what the social justice issue is, violence against women is unmentionable, is unspeakable, as Judith Herman talks about. And here again, it is made unspeakable. And if anybody gets upset at me for saying all this, you shouldn't be surprised, because from the first pages of my first major book, A Language Older Than Words, I declared my loyalty to survivors of domestic violence. And yes, there are many issues we need to face in this society. But if the best heroes and martyrs you can find are all batterers and rapists, then there is a problem within your movement. And if you have better heroes and martyrs that you could present and you choose not to, there is a problem in your movement. The problem is the invisibilization of violence against women.